What is of a lot of concern for us is that more than 50% of residents and more than 65% of internally displaced people are vulnerable to food insecurity, which means that any shock could tip them over. So that includes conflict, which obviously Iraq is a conflict zone and is very volatile, and ongoing conflict in Iraq tends to affect food prices. So these people who are on the verge of food insecurity cannot handle any further shocks.
And how are you measuring food insecurity in Iraq?
75% of children in Iraq under the age of 15 are working. And that means that these families, more than 50% of the families who are on the verge of food insecurity, have not fallen into food insecurity because their children are helping them put food on the table. So that means that they're coping through negative means. And this assessment, which is going to basically form the basis of 5 to 10 years of development planning in Iraq that WFP and the government are embarking on together. And it will inform how we can address this issue without causing an imbalance. So the recommendations from the study, they focus on improving nutrition awareness, improving access to education for girls and boys, and in the meantime, also improving social safety nets like the public distribution system that Iraq has for needy families, and livelihoods, so that when children are pulled out of the workforce and are able to go to school, the families don't suffer as a result of that.
So we see that displaced people are more at risk of food insecurity than those who haven't been displaced by conflict there. Can you tell me, give me an update on the number of displaced in Iraq and indeed where the greatest problems are? I believe they're in the south, but there's also the Mosul problem in the north that you have to contend with.
So there are over 3 million people who have been displaced by conflict in Iraq since the conflict started in 2014. This assessment that we are talking about today does not include the population that has been displaced by the current events in Mosul. What WFP is doing for the most vulnerable among the 3 million who have been displaced since 2014 is that we are providing food assistance through food rations, as well as cash assistance to the most vulnerable families. In terms of the Mosul crisis, 270,000 people have been displaced by that crisis, and WFP has assisted all people that have left Mosul and have gone to camps. We are also assisting some people who have been able to return to retaken areas, and we're assisting them through ready-to-eat food rations. So basically, when people are on the run, we provide them with food that does not require cooking. And when they settle in camps or in locations with cooking facilities, we transition to providing them with family food rations, which provide basic staple food items, enough for a family for the duration of about 1 month.
It's hard to get a handle on what exactly food security means. I mean, people think of malnutrition. Are we seeing malnutrition rates rising?
Well, what food insecurity means is that when somebody is food insecure, they're at a level of need that requires external support. Those who are vulnerable to food insecurity are just able to put enough food on the table, but any change in their situation would mean that they fall into a level of need where they need external support.
And final question to you. I imagine that you're going to require funding to put in place these recommendations. Where is your Iraq appeal at the moment?
Okay, the World Food Programme currently has enough funding to provide food assistance to the 1.5 million most vulnerable displaced Iraqi families until the end of June. After that point, we will require additional assistance to continue providing full food rations to those families.